Thank you for joining us for this edition of Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. This is Heidi Ranking, Director of Investor Relations for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. We have a lot of Chris's involved with this show. So first, I want to thank Chris Bogenreef out at NAI United for sponsoring our program. And then I want to welcome our two guests. I think one of the last times I hosted Grow Siouxland, Mr. Dave Ferris was our guest. So we have Dave Ferris in the house this morning, Board President at Hope Street of Siouxland. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Nice to be with you.
Thank you, sir. And you also brought with you the Program Director at Hope Street of Siouxland, Ms. Sarah Johnson. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here and kind of share about our program and what we're doing at Hope Street.
Well, did Dave tell you how much fun this program is? I mean, the next 22 minutes is life-changing for you, Sarah, so I can't wait.
I feel like it's going to be really exciting, and I'm going to learn a lot about the biz here, so this is great.
The old radio biz. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, tell everybody, if they haven't heard of Hope Street, tell us a little bit about Hope Street.
Hope Street of Siouxland is a nonprofit organization, and our primary focus is to help individuals who are homeless in our tri-state region. We help males in our community from 18 years of age and up. There's a couple of criteria. We really help those individuals on the street who are struggling with substance abuse and mental health issues.
And Sarah, what's your background? How did you get involved with Hope Street, and how did that come about in this community?
Back in probably November 2018, there was a community organization that they talked about what kind of things we can do to alleviate some issues in downtown Siouxland. And one of the ideas was to create a detox center, and that just wasn't financially feasible for Sioux City. And then Regina Roth and the late Frank Lemire got together. They created a board, and Hope Street of Siouxland was created to be a sober living home, really to address people who are coming out of the hospital who have detoxed and are ready to make a change in their life. So we wanted to provide a safe space for them to come and get shelter, nourishment, and then really start that road to recovery to reintegrate themselves back into the community.
And Sarah, speaking of community, is Siouxland where you're from, or are you a transplant? Tell us a little bit about Sarah Johnson.
So actually, I was born and raised in Sioux City. After high school, I left for the military, and I worked in a primarily male field doing satellite communications. And when I left the military, I again just kind of did a job that was with, I worked with all males. And so once I got into the social work field, I worked with all types of individuals. But really for me, to my heart for working with the homeless started, there would be a group of individuals of homeless men who would kind of gather behind our office. And I just started forming a relationship with them. And every Monday, I brought them snacks and water and kind of just had a conversation with them and treated them, you know, like a human being. And that was a lot better method than to call the police or yell. And so by creating that relationship, I was really able to, you know, then start helping them and guiding them towards resources that they need. So this kind of came natural for me because I started it before Hope Street was even a thought.
And how did the partnership come about with Regina and Dave and your board? And how did that first location come about?
Well, when we started, it really was, you know, Regina saw a problem in the downtown area. Frank Lemire had always been an advocate for those who had some barriers or were really struggling in the community, especially in the Native American population. And so, you know, I believe there was some conversations between a lot of different individuals, and Regina very much, is connected to, with Dave and kind of had a conversation with him, as well as Matt Oman from Ship. He definitely was a driving force, and he really kind of put it, connected all the dots and got everybody together. And it really came out of this detox committee, and we just, we created a different path, and we had a different idea because it really just wasn't going to come to fruition. So we just started looking for buildings, and that was kind of the start of our mission.
And that building, explain a little bit about what Hope Street looks like. So it's an actual spot where these guys are living, and they're learning skills to get their life kind of back on the right track.
Absolutely. So we had our original building on 12th and Douglas. We have now moved to 13th and Nebraska. And we have individuals that come in from all walks of life, but who are homeless. What we do is we bring them in, we do an intake and kind of learn about that person, see where they're really struggling, what they need to have addressed. And once we can get them stable, whether it's mental health, maybe some physical health needs, maybe catching up on some sleep, just getting a regular schedule with eating and showering. And once we kind of do those things, then we start a path of, okay, what's the next thing that we need to do to get you connected with the community? And so once we do that, everybody is different. We don't do a cookie cutter approach. So when, you know, one person, it might be they don't need mental health services, but they definitely need to go to treatment. And if they go to inpatient treatment, we hold their bed. And so once they come out, they have a place, a safe space to go back to. We have a lot of different individuals who, you know, it might be getting their GED, or it might be getting their state ID or their birth certificate so they can work, you know, or just starting those services that are available to everybody in the community, but they don't have their education level doesn't allow them to really utilize those services. So we really just look at what that individual needs and what we can do to get those needs met and really kind of move them towards a place of confidence and increasing their self-esteem and feeling good about being part of Sioux City.
And the more positive folks that we have in this community, the more that we can help people grow, it only betters Siouxland as a whole. And if people don't know about Hope Street, they definitely need to, because I think the key to what you guys are doing, in my opinion, is that approach. It's not that cookie cutter. It is, what does this individual need to turn their life around and to get back into society and back into Siouxland in a healthy environment?
You know, it absolutely is. And I think one of the things that I can say that has been really beneficial for myself and our case manager, Leah, is that we really build relationships with these individuals. And so whether they leave the house successfully or unsuccessfully, we still have a positive relationship with those individuals, and they can reapply. They can come back and try their hand at it again. And so when we build those relationships and we don't have a time frame of, well, you have to be out in 30 days and we have to get these 10 things done. It's really about, hey, what can I do to support you? And we care about you and we really want you to be successful. So let's keep practicing these skills on a daily basis. It's not, hey, I teach you how to make your bed once, or I'm going to show you how to boil eggs. It's really, you know, it's really about the repetition and unlearning some bad habits and then learning really a positive schedule, a positive lifestyle, and reintegrating into the community and looking at, there are a lot of positive places for them to be, even within the neighborhood that they were actually using.
And Mr. Ferris, how did you get involved with Hope Street?
I got involved via Regina Roth. Mm-hmm. Regina called. And what Sarah said, I'd like to just kind of embellish a little bit on. What we see, what the negative that we see in our community, a lot of people look at the warming shelter and think, oh my God, these guys are hanging out there, blah, 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 blah. These guys have totally lost their way. And when they go, you know, they get picked up, they'll maybe wind up in the hospital for 3 days to detox for 3 days. They throw them back out on the street, and the same cycle continues. But what Sarah and Leah are doing, these guys have to follow rules. They come in, they just don't get to hang out and do what they want. They're up every day by 8 o'clock. They make their bed. They learn life skills that they have long forgotten about. They sit together as a team, all the men in the house. They build grocery lists. They learn to budget. They learn to grocery shop. They learn how to function in life. When they're walking out the doors of the warming shelter, they're trying to figure out where they're going to sleep at night or how they're going to eat. They have no other thought. And I'm on the board of the warming shelter also, so I see both sides of this. But teaching them how to function in life and then building the relationship that Sarah and Leah build, they trust them. They truly trust them. They know they have their back. But they know they're not going to be codependent to them either. So you screw up one time, you're gone. Now you can reapply and you can get back in the door, but you have to follow the guidelines. So, and the thing that I tell people when I go out, we're privately funded. I mean, we have no government funding. We don't follow the government regulations. We have our own set of bylaws that we're following, and it's working. As of this day, so in 2019, was it 2019 we opened our door? So we need a break.
We're going to take a quick break here, okay. Dave. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. This program is sponsored by NAI United and our friend Chris Bogenreef. We also want to thank Justin Barker, our program director, for helping us on Grow Siouxland. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Happy Saturday morning to everybody in Siouxland. This is Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. I'm Heidi Ranking, the Director of Investor Relations for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. We want to thank our friends at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning, and excited to have two really special Siouxland people right here in the studio. We have Dave Ferris, Board President, and Sarah Johnson, Program Director for Hope Street of Siouxland. And Dave, right before our break, you were talking about how the program works, but let's talk about why it's working, why Hope Street of Siouxland is making a difference in our community.
I think there's several reasons, and every board member will tell you the number one reason is Sarah. I'm not just tooting her horn because she's sitting here. Sarah is absolutely worked magic up there with putting the belief in these guys and making things happen, and her disposition of just how never gets angry, but is always firm with them. Like I said earlier, these guys have no rules. They come in there all homeless, all off the street, doing what they want. They have to follow the rules. And the rules are what's making them successful. They don't even know that they're learning to do a budget or they have to get a job. Eventually, at Hope Street, like Sarah said, you don't have to leave in 30 days or 60 days, but you have to work, you have to invest, you have to try to pay part of your way. So they learn all these things, and just from making your bed every day and being responsible that way and washing your clothes, I mean, they don't know it. We kind of laugh about this. We had a guy that was going through Tide Pods so fast. He had no idea you put one Tide Pod in. He was throwing half the bucket of Tide Pods in the wash machine. He had no idea that's how you do laundry. But they're all starting to work. They get IDs. The barriers that are in front of them that they have no idea how to get over, Sarah and Leah help them get over those hurdles. They are working. We have three guys now, I believe, that are in college. I mean, taking college, one's just finished his first full year. It's remarkable, the stories. And I tell people, this is, to me, the most exciting part. And I tell people this, and I don't care if it's the chamber or a restaurant or who your friends are, we all have networks. We all have our group of people that we hang with, that we talk to. We know what's going on in our own circles. So do the homeless. They might look sitting outside on 11th Street on the curb like they don't have a clue. They have a clue. So I won't say all, most of the people from like the warming shelter, and a lot of our people come from there or from prison. They know what's happening at Hope Street. They know the rules. They know what they have to do to succeed. And we have about 40 men on the waiting list to get into Hope Street.
Wow.
So what that tells me, there's 40 guys with a spark, with just a dream of maybe I can kick this crap I've been on for the last 30 years. We've had guys that have reunited with their families for the first time in 10 years. We've had guys that have celebrated their first Christmas sober. We've got guys going to church. It's driving, getting driver's license. Unity Point, actually, we had an employee that was working at Unity Point. He was so good. They developed these. He's head of the department in the landscaping now. He's working out. We have guys working at Seaboard Triumph. We're getting guys back into the workplace in a community that desperately needs workers, you know, and they're finding their own way. So this is a massive, massive success story. This isn't just throwing money at something and see what happens. This is actually a cause and effect.
Well, I remember at one of the ribbon cuttings, I don't remember what the gentleman's name was, but he talked about, and I don't think he even meant to have this very thought-provoking thought and statement, but he said, you know, here, it's not hopeless. All the things that I had in front of me were, I felt hopeless, but now at Hope Street, and I thought, ooh, that's a good tagline. But those things that you talked about, having a driver's license, having a spot to go with other positive people, I think some of us in the community have forgotten what it was like to grow up just with those things. We kind of take it for granted, but all these guys really need is time to get back on track. And the 30 days, the cookie cutter doesn't work, but having a system like this where you address what they need when they need it is so important.
And I don't know. Sometimes I think, I don't think, I know the good Lord looks over projects. So this, we've had 10 beds at our original place over on 12th Street. For, you know, we could house 10 men. There's two beds, two bunk type beds in a room, five rooms. So Schessler Hall, as all know, became available. We got a phone call, and literally in 72 hours, we put a minimal deal together. We made three phone calls, raised the money to buy the building. And in literally 30 days, we went from housing 10 men to 26 men, the ability. Wow. Now, Sarah's not climbed it up to that level because it's a very gradual move. But now we have this beautiful building. Like Sarah said, they are so thrilled. It's more like a home to them. You know, we have grills in the back. They grill out. I mean, it's completely life-changing. And I'll state this publicly because one of my roles, we try to raise money. Our budget, now you got to think of what we're doing with 20-some, 25 guys. Our budget's $200,000 a year for the entire operation, which in the business world is pretty minimal.
It's pretty minimal.
You know, and we get no funding. So anyone that wants to really make a donation and do something to really change lives, this is really an operation that can do that. You can go to the website, you know, and I'll let Sarah talk to you about the website, but you can go to the website and you can find a donation button. But $200,000 that is actually working, it's not just codependent people and keeping them back out on the streets. It's making a major difference. So I encourage you to look into Hope Street and see the changes it's making and how you can be a difference maker.
Well, and Sarah, tell everybody what that website is and how they can help.
It is HopeStreetOfSiouxLand.com, and we are actually in the process of making some changes since we've moved, and we have a new phone number and a new address, but we also have our Facebook page. But if you go, there definitely is a donation button that you can select, and you can choose a one-time donation. You can also choose a recurring payment. There's other opportunities as well. If somebody wants to volunteer for certain activities or for a holiday, or really just to kind of come up and hang out with the guys and play pool, we are always looking for volunteers and people to connect, especially from the community. And anybody who wants to tour the house between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, you're definitely welcome to come. The guys definitely love giving those tours. They're very proud of their home, and they've done pretty much all the renovations that we're currently making, you know, between the painting and the cleaning and, you know, getting rid of maybe some things that we no longer need. And so they've really taken on a project, and the pride that they have put into the house. They love saying, I painted my room. I got to do all of these things. I was the person, you know, that installed this. And so, you know, taking that ownership has really been a wonderful thing for the men who are currently there.
And you have a date written down. Is there something coming up that we need to mention?
Well, we are really looking at that we would like to have an open house, probably more in August or September. We have a couple of big projects we're working on and would like to have those completed before we have the community come. And so this year, when we will be open 4 years in June. And so we're really looking forward to next year having a huge celebration, because at one time we weren't sure that we were going to make it for, you know, the first year. Let's just see if we have some success. And now we've had a ton of it. And it feels good to be able to say, you know, we are making a difference. We're changing our community. We're changing the lives of these men. And we're doing it on a shoestring budget.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in here. The 22 minutes goes really, really quickly, doesn't it? But if anybody wants more information, give the website for Hope Street one more time.
It is hopestreetofsiouxland.com, or you can call our office at 522-2849.
Well, Sarah Johnson and Dave Ferris, Hope Street of Siouxland, thank you guys for joining us this morning. And if anybody out there is listening thinking that there's not folks in the community caring about the homeless and helping with the situation, I think these two just proved you wrong. So thank you guys for all that you are doing to help the homeless in this area and for changing lives. I know it from going to the ribbon cuttings and seeing the work firsthand, but again, if you want to tour the facility and learn more about Hope Street, contact Sarah today. Thank you guys both for joining me this morning, and thanks to our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef out at NAI United, for sponsoring Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning on KSEJ. And thanks also to our program director, Justin Barker, for making us sound good and professional every Saturday morning. This is Grow Siouxland. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Director of Investor Relations for the Siouxland Chamber. Happy Saturday and enjoy your weekend.